If politicians can't rescue us from the latest economic crisis, can the Fed?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The fallout from the Standard & Poor's downgrade of America's credit rating continues across the globe this morning. We'll have the details on what the markets are doing in a moment. But first, to an event today that some economists think could calm the current crisis. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee is meeting in Washington for the first time since June. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich joins us now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Jeff, what is expected at the Fed today?
As Fed meetings go, this one could get pretty crazy. Quick reminder, the Fed sets the nation's monetary policy, regulates our money supply, right, basically, which gives it limited power to heat things up or cool the economy off. After the S&P downgrade, I don't think anybody will be throwing chairs or anything, but they will certainly feel a fire under them. And maybe a little flashback is in order. Here's the tone of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke after the Fed's last meeting in June.
The economic recovery appears to be proceeding at a moderate pace, though somewhat more slowly than the committee had expected. We expect the unemployment rate to continue to decline.
Yeah, this time I think cautious optimism is on the way out, but it's not clear what's in. I think we may see more of something historically kind of unusual for the Fed, strong, maybe even public disagreement among members of the board about what to do.
Well, what could the Fed do at this point, Jeff? What is left in its toolbox?
The usual tools involve various ways to lower interest rates. Well, they're pretty much at zero now, though the Fed can make statements about how long it intends to keep them there. Then there's another round of quantitative easing. This would be QE3, the third round of it. That means buying up government securities to pump money into the economy. But Karen Petru of Federal Financial Analytics told me the best role we can really expect the Fed to play right now is cheerleader.
The main goal of the Fed is to find a way through its meeting and its statements to instill confidence by force of personality, essentially. It can help to calm the markets.
I will leave it to our listeners to observe the exuberant personality of your typical central banker and decide whether that is a comforting thought or not.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Well, the downgrading by S&P continues. The rating agency has cut the AAA rating on thousands of municipal bonds that are tied to the federal government. That means state and local governments will have to pay more to borrow money when they issue municipal bonds for big projects like schools and hospitals. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Traders have a pet name for the municipal bond market, Muniland. And there's a saying in Muniland, cities and states can't have a higher credit rating than the country they're in. But there's disagreement over how much a downgrade could push up borrowing costs and how fast that could happen. Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management.
The bond market, the muni market, isn't like the stock market. You won't see interest rates move up 3% in a week, not in Muniland.
Cohen says borrowing costs will go up, but slowly, like a train chugging uphill. Other analysts think the train won't even leave the station. Tom Doe heads up Municipal Market Advisors. He says cities and states are just not building many new highways or schools in this tough economy. That means they aren't issuing as many bonds.
So there's less supply and there's still demand because investors are seeking the safety of municipals.
And the higher the demand goes, the less local and state governments will have to pay in interest. Doe doesn't see that changing anytime soon, no matter what S&P says. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Okay, let's do the numbers. Stocks have gone from down to mixed in a very volatile overseas trading session this morning. Right now, the FTSE in London is up about 0.2%. The CAC 40 in Paris down about 0.5%. In Hong Kong, stocks lost about 6% today. Gold continues to rise. It's trading around $1,760 an ounce right now. Oil is around $81 a barrel in New York trading at the moment. On Wall Street yesterday, if you really want to hear it again, the Dow fell 634 points, about 5.5%, to close at 10,809. By the way, if you've got questions about how the current economic crisis affects you, we will be taking questions tomorrow with the answers on Marketplace Money this weekend. Details on our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
British lawmakers are being called back from their summer vacations this week for an emergency session of Parliament. This follows 3 days of violent rioting in London. Some say the riots are about government spending cuts, but others dispute that, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
The rioting was originally triggered by the shooting of a young black man in North London last week. A peaceful protest march at the weekend degenerated into violence. Since then, hundreds of youths have stripped shops of their contents and torched dozens of cars. Several large buildings, including a Sony warehouse, have been set on fire. Some commentators have attributed the unrest to rising youth unemployment and the public spending cuts which have closed down inner-city recreational centres. But politicians and police blame theft and vandalism. Adrian Mills has had his restaurant ransacked.
Our restaurant there in the last 10 minutes has had a group of guys smash their way in, rifle the till, steal every bottle of alcohol you could imagine, smashing up the tables and everything that's there within the restaurant.
Insurers have so far been unable to put a precise figure on the damage the rioting has caused, but it's likely to run into the tens of millions of dollars. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, to Idaho, where the water company is asking the Idaho Public Utilities Commission to approve a rate increase for customers, a 20% rate increase. The reason? People are using less water, so the company isn't making as much money. Only problem is, the very same water company has been sending its customers brochures for years with tips on how to use less water to save money. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.